What a great day! Now, I need to be able to see this, and I hope I'm not blocking anyone's way. So, Easter Day! Whoa! Now, what we're going to do, we're going to read the one short section of the Bible. Jane is going to narrate for me, and I need two young people. Who would you say has an expressive voice and loud enough to be heard? Can anyone point to a young person who is willing to? All right, come on up. Anyone else? Big Z, come on, choose somebody. Choose somebody. Oh, come on. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, Chelsea, well done. Okay, so here we go. Can you see that all right? Loud and clear, please, with lots of emphasis, and Jane will narrate. Hang on, whoa. Women in that culture are one of them known for having had demons. Now, please note, anyone inventing this story would never have included women as primary witnesses. That would just be out of the question. Okay. Carrying on then, sorry for the interruption.
There was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women,
and carrying on.
Now I have told you.
The women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them.
Greetings,
he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them,
do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
Okay, thank you, girls. Thank you very much. Now, a parallel passage in Luke says this, but the disciples did not believe the women because their words seemed to align nonsense. Well, yeah. Oh. Okay. Now, it does seem like nonsense. I mean, there are so many questions that arise out of this passage. I mean, it's just weird. However, the key ideas are the same in all the different accounts, and the differences are minor in comparison to the main principles. And it's certainly true that certain learned atheists have tried to disprove these accounts and end up convinced that they are true. And if you're not sure about that, come and talk to me, I'll tell you a few of their names. All right, now, we did not collude beforehand, Anne, did we? And Pam, we did not collude beforehand, but I'm going to tell you a couple of timelines, all right? So, timeline number one is a human baby looking a little bit on the grumpy side. I mean, fairly characteristic. Yeah, you guessed who it is. And here he is as a child. And I mean, this is me, in case you hadn't worked it out from the smile. All right, I don't smile these days. But when I was 10, I thought, oh, I wish I was 20, life would be all sorted out. Anyone else had that? Yeah, thank you. All right. Now, I became an adult, and it really is me. And then I reached the busy phase of life when career and family and church things and all sorts of other stuff crowded in, and I was busy. And then at the age of 50, I was diagnosed with motor neurone disease. And, same face as the baby. These little notes are for me, really. They're not for you, but anyway, it's a sudden change of direction in my timeline, downwards. And we are here. And life is surprisingly good, bearing in mind wheelchair and whatnot, but life is good. All right, here we go, summarizing it. And what's in store? Well, I see a box in store. Can you see that all right? Yeah. But because I'm a Christian, I believe that because somebody else did something like this before me, and I'm confident that he is risen and that the accounts are true. All right, now timeline two. Let's start with a universe, all right? First miracle, creation, all right? Big miracle, all right? I'm fairly secure in saying that. Second miracle, and this is an even bigger miracle, because the Creator entered his creation. It's like, I think I've said before in this forum, if somebody makes a chessboard and then becomes one of the pieces, it's as miraculous as that. All right, then we have a death, and how can something so black produce so much light? Think about that. And now we come to all about today, the resurrection. And that is a genuine tomb in not Jesus' tomb, but something very similar archaeologists have found. And then time that to, well, this could happen any time. Jesus will return as king. Now, let's run through this. Now, this is not to scale, I would just point out. Creation. And then we are about there between all the major events and the one yet to come. We've got it easy compared to many. All right, now back to this yellow box on the road. Anyone passed their test recently? And the theory bit where it says, do not enter the box unless your exit is clear. Now, which box? And I'm going to stop there.